Open your Bibles, if you will, to Jeremiah in chapter 48. It's amazing how time flies by when you're having fun. I really appreciate coming here and seeing these brethren, seeing you all, hearing you, some of you ladies, and Brother Jim sing. But you know, brethren, we got a work to do. I really believe the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. I really believe that our time is short, and that we need to get busy out in the fields and bring them in. I thought about this message for a long time, and I thank the Lord that God has used different men to bring out many things this week. It's amazing how God's Spirit can work in His body. So I really appreciate that. Again, we can't emphasize enough how much we thank you and appreciate your prayers, your concern for our work in Mexico. And we're convinced that you have a part, that when crowning day comes, that you're going to get some crowns because we're co-laborers together with Him.
Amen.
We're also convinced that we would have quit, but for your prayers. We're convinced that we would have gave up a long time ago, but we knew that somebody back here was praying for it. So we appreciate that. I come here tonight with a little bit of fear and trembling. We had one of them brag services in the morning. I always, you know, wonder about this. Because, you know, it's one thing to come up the bat and nobody expects you to hit. Then you can strike out and nobody's got to worry about it. But when everybody's waiting for the home run and bases are loaded, you know, there ain't but one direction to go, and that's down.
Or hit the home run.
So you got to deliver one way or another.
Sacrifice.
Of course, then we know the Word of God, that God delights in the humble.
Amen.
Sometimes He delights in humbling us.
Yes, amen.
And so I have no idea how this message is going to go, but I feel it's pertinent. I feel it is necessary. I have a lot to say, and so I have a lot of notes. And by the grace of God, I'm going to try to say everything I have here. And sometimes I get carried away chasing rabbits. I hope I don't chase any tonight. Because the message I have, I believe, is very important. I believe we need to apply it. Look, if you will, here in Jeremiah 48 in verse 10. And read with me this small verse. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I ask one thing tonight, that you use me. Lord, that's the desire of my heart, that I be used. And if I be humble this night, Lord, then so be it. Lord, I believe it's the desire of every missionary here that we want to be vessels used of you.
Amen.
We desire to be vessels of honor, to glorify you. Lord, we realize that all we have has come from you. Lord, we want to lift our hands and give you praise and glory. Lord, you're a great God, you're a great Lord, and you're greatly to be praised. And Lord, we just attribute all the glory and all the honor unto you this night. Bless your word. Have free course in every heart and every life here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. He said, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. You know, it's a real tragedy that a message like this has to be preached. It's a real tragedy. We were talking about some of the believers that are worshiping with us there in León, and the thought that some have come out of other churches. And the reason they come out of other churches is because those churches weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. Some have said, why has nobody ever told my father and my daddy about the Lord Jesus? Brethren, the gospel's been around for 2,000 years. I wonder, why has it reached into Mexico and won more people? Daily missionaries are crossing that border. But you know what the problem is, brethren? They are deceitful workers. They're chasing the greenback. It's become a business. I went to language school with people, to me, of all that was outside, they weren't there to serve the Lord. It was a business. Sat down with a young man in language school, and he says, well, you know, I could have been an accountant, and they was going to pay me $21,000. But as a missionary, they paid me $21,500. And I figured, well, you know, I'd serve the Lord and get the pay as an accountant also. I thought, what kind of attitude is this?
Amen.
Chuck the paycheck out the door and serve the Lord.
Amen.
God says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. It's amazing how many missionaries are on the mission field. They're up here talking about when they're going to go. If God has called you, get up and go.
Amen.
You say we have a great God, then He ought to be able to supply you every need. But it's become a business to travel around and share your burden instead of doing the work.
Amen.
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. There's a lot of deception in the world today. I remember as a boy, these guys had come along, and up north they have a storm door and they have a screen door. Brother Willie, you've probably seen these things that keep the snow out. A lot of times they're tin or metal. These are silver, and they tarnish. And so this boy come along, and he had this powerful cleaner. And he'd come along knocking on doors and said, I want to sell you this cleaner. Just clean this door right up and bring it back to its brilliancy. And of course, the ladies, I'd say, well, I'd like to see it. And he'd just dab a little bit of a rag and get a little bit wet and just barely touch that thing and just clean it right off. And of course, immediately the ladies, I'd like two bottles of that. I mean, you know, there was no elbow grease, there was no brush, there was no scrubbing. You know, and he'd do a little circle motion, have that whole clean. Something amazing. A week or so later, you walk down the street, and every other door has one of these big spots where it's been cleaned. But you wonder, well, when are they going to get around to do the rest of the door? And what had happened was, they come in with acid, so they eat that stuff right off, and then sell them a bottle of colored water. They were deceived. They thought they had the real product. They were shown a sign. It looked real. It apparently worked.
Yeah.
But they were deceived. Deception. You go down to buy you a pair of Levi jeans, you don't know whether they're real or not because there's so much fraud in the world today. You go down to buy some, you don't know if it's real or not. You don't know if it's made in America or not. Some of you want to find out so you don't buy it. There's so much fraud in the world. Daily we read in our newspapers about little old ladies being bilked of thousands and thousands of dollars. You wonder, how could they be so stupid? How could they be deceived? How could they be so ignorant? You think about the people that get caught with the forged dollars. And generally, it's not the ones that were making it. It's not the ones that forged it. Here's an innocent bystander that has received these dollars. You know what the government's going to do with them? Take them all away. And they're not going to send you a reimbursement check. You just lose out. You know why? Because you were deceived. You say it's not fair. It happens, my friend. And God pronounced the curse upon those that do the work of the Lord deceitfully. Look at the word in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. I won't read this whole chapter, just let me try to refresh your memory about what happens here. Ahab the king and Jehoshaphat the king. We're going to go out and do battle. Jehoshaphat, he says, Ahab, you know, we're the people of God. And before we go out to battle, we ought to hear from the Lord. We ought to find out what God's prophets have to say about this matter. And so Ahab says, well, you know, I agree. I have 400 prophets. I think I'll call them in. So he called them in. He had a conference of these prophets, and they began to share their prophecies. And look down in verse 7. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one, verse 6. I better back up to verse 4. He says in verse 4, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together the prophets 400 men, and said to them, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. And Jehoshaphat, he said, you know, there's something the matter here. This sounds too good to be true. He says, you know, I think I need just a little bit more assurance. And so those ladies out on that street, they said, sir, you're selling me this thing that's going to clean. I'd like a little bit more insurance. Show me that it works. You're talking about how great it is. And so they pull it out and they wipe it off. But what happened? They were deceived. And so he has 400 prophets all saying the same thing. Here's the king. He says, you know, this ought to be convincing. And Jehoshaphat says, you know, I still have a little bit of a doubt. Would you bring one more man on? Do you have another prophet? Anybody else here that can give me a word? And look at what he says in verse 7. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same as Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so, bring him on. I'd like to hear what this fellow has to say. And so the story goes that Micaiah comes in, he gives his message, he comes in, and before he gets there, as they're bringing him in, the prophets, one of the leading prophets, gets up to him and says, Micaiah, old pal, we know that you've been a troublemaker, man. We've been around you, but we've already preached to the king, we've already told him that he's going to win, that God's going to prosper him, and God's going to do great things with him. Don't you mess things up.
Amen.
What was the message of the prophets? Verse 11 and 12. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, For the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the messenger that went to Carmichael spake to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king, and with one assent, let thy will, therefore, I pray thee, be like unto theirs, and speak thou good. Notice what happened here. All these prophets have preached prosperity. All these prophets have preached good. Things are going to happen to you. Only believe, and God will bless. I mean, if you just do this thing, God will bless. But you know what? They lied. God hadn't spoke to them. They had no message from the Lord. And brother, we look out in the world today, and you know what's amazing? We're hearing the same thing going on today. You ought to wake up. You know, it's amazing. I told you that story about them doors. It wasn't 1 year later, here comes another fella doing the same thing. Now, you think they'd learn the first time. It happened all over again. People are stupid, ignorant, dumb. They don't learn. And there's one thing about history, people don't learn from history. Unity they preached. All of one assent. Prosperity they preached. God, you're going to win. I mean, God loves you. Isn't that the message today?
Yeah.
That's one thing. I don't want to watch the TV preachers. You know why? It's all prosperity.
Amen.
Smile. God loves you. Well, friend, you better frown because some people God hates.
Right.
You better wake up a minute. You better think a minute. There are some people that God hates. And it just might be you. You say, who does God hate? God hates a lying tongue. God hates a proud man.
Amen.
God hates men that do wickedness.
Amen.
God hates idolaters. If you'd read your Bible, you'd find out a lot of things.
Amen.
But you know what? You're so busy listening to sales pitches of the world, you forgot to read your Bible. Prosper. Unity. Everything's going well. That's the same message going on today. And so what have we seen? Why is it that we've got to go to Mexico? It's because the hundreds upon hundreds of missionaries that went before us did not preach a clear message, did not preach a truthful message, they preached a deceitful message, they preached that God loved them, and then people were already convinced that God loved them before they ever got there. They didn't go down there and tell them their condition before Almighty God. They preached nothing about the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. They preached nothing about the wrath of God. They preach nothing about the coming judgment. They preach nothing about hell. And so there lies Mexico perishing and on the road to hell because men have gone down there and deceived them.
Yeah,
so that when we come, they say, no, you're the deceiver.
Yeah.
Right.
Cursed are those that do the work of the Lord deceitfully. Hold your place here. We're going to come back. Look at Isaiah 30. He says in verse 9 that this is a rebellious people, lying children. Children will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and the prophets prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits, get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. People don't want God. They want smooth talking people.
Right.
And brother, they're willing to pay for them too.
That's right.
You get a small talk and they're willing to pay. You scratch my ear and I'll tickle your wallet. I mean, you take care of me and I'll take care of you. I was watching one night one of these crazy sitcoms. And they always make fun of the preacher. But you know what? They spoke the truth this time. Had a little old lady and the preacher. The preacher's going to do something that, or the reverend they called him, was going to do something against the little old lady. Little old lady says, now, preacher, if you don't do it like I told you to do it, we're going to have to cancel that check I just wrote out. And the preacher changed. Now, they spoke the truth. So many are working just that way. And so if the deacons don't like what's going on, they say, we're going to cut your salary. And so if the mission board doesn't like what's going on, they say, we're going to call you back. Instead of being a man of God and standing up for righteousness and truth, they follow the greenback.
Amen.
They bow down before the dollar. Instead of taking down the car or paying the price. Smooth talkers and millions deceived. It's amazing that millions are still following Jimmy Swaggart. Openly, publicly. And people are still sending checks to that man. Jimmy Baker. Incredible. How could they follow him? Smooth talker. Look back in our text. And so the prophets come and told Micaiah, now listen, Micaiah, we got a good thing going. Don't you mess things up. I mean, we got our missionary deputation circuit going here. Don't you come up here and mess things up about living by faith. I mean, we got a salary coming in here. We don't want you messing things up. Verse 13, and Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. Out of 401, there's one.
Amen.
And so we look out in the world today, I think it's about the same odds. Out of 401, there's one that says, no, I'm going to say what God's told me to say.
Amen.
I'm going to do what God has told me to do.
Amen.
What the Lord says, I have to say. What the Lord demands, I have to demand. And so Micaiah said, sorry about that, folks, but I'm going to speak the truth. Whatever it may be, good or bad, if it falls good with you or not. In Mexico, they say, no me cae bien, doesn't fall good with me. Micaiah says, I'm going to tell you what the Lord has to say. Is there some men like that? That's what Mexico needs to know, have. That's what this world needs.
Amen.
Some men that will say, if God says it, I'm going to tell you. If I don't like it, if it's not hell, I don't like it, I'm going to tell you anyway. If it's against all your tradition and all of your religion, if it goes against the grain, I'm going to go against the grain. If that's what God said.
Amen.
There's only one out of 401. You know, when you preach as hard as Micaiah did, sometimes you just got to break the monotony. You know, you're preaching hard every day. Sometimes you got to do something. So he went in and the king says, all right, Micaiah, what do you got to say? He says, go and prosper. Goodbye. I'm checking out here. Go and prosper. And what does the king says? How long have I told you? How many times have I told you? Tell me the truth. Verse 15, and the king said to him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Isn't it amazing? People are peculiar. People are weird. They tell you, I want to hear the truth. And then when you tell it to them, they don't want to hear it. It's kind of like the sick boy says, I want to get well, but he don't want to take the shot. Look in John chapter 8. Verse 43, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a lie and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you commenceth me a sin? And if I say the truth, why do you believe me not? Why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words.
Amen.
Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
Amen.
We use this text in Mexico a lot, and it pricks to the heart.
Amen.
Why? Because they like to think that God is their father, and God is not their father. The Bible says the devil is their father. Why? Because they are liars, and the devil is the father of liars. I want you to know Jesus, God Almighty, has no children that are liars. All liars shall have their part in a lake which burned with fire and brimstone. God bears no children that are liars. The devil bears children that are liars. Are you a liar this morning? You're not a child of God. You're a child of the devil. He said, I don't like that. That's what Jesus said.
Amen.
And they didn't like it either. So they took him out and crucified him. Jesus said, Paul said, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Are you going to stone me because I tell you the truth? People are peculiar. This king, he says, tell me the truth. I want to know the truth. And so Micaiah tells him, things are not going well with you. God is not on your side.
Amen.
You will not prosper. You are on the road to destruction. You have no hope. You are without God. You're an enemy of God. You're on the road to destruction. That's the message I give you. You know what happened then? Micaiah turned to the prophets and gave them a message also. Verse 18, and again he said, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one spake saying after this manner, another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.
Amen, amen.
Now just think what them prophets thought.
Amen.
They're standing there listening to this. They just stood up before the king and said, the king's going to prosper by the word of the Lord. And now Micaiah stands up, 400 of them around, plus the king's army, plus the king's guard, all the pageantry, all the pomp, and here's Micaiah, one man, doing the will of God, having enough boldness, having enough guts to stand up and say, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You know what happened? When you preach against religious people, they get angry. Doesn't say the king reached over and smote Micaiah. It says one of the prophets went over and smote him. Why? Because hypocrites don't like to be exposed. Bill was saying that we've had one of our rougher streets in Aguas Calientes just before it came up. He says, you know, it's amazing. I said nothing about the virgin, which I usually do. I said nothing about the priesthood, which I usually do. I said nothing about purgatory, which I usually do. In fact, I said nothing about the Catholic doctrine. My text was on hypocrites. He says, we have the worst persecution of all here in Aguas Calientes thus far. Hypocrites don't like to be exposed. Lying prophets don't like to be exposed. Deceitful workers don't like to be exposed. You see, darkness flees from light. False prophets. False prophets. Much deception in the world today. Much deception. In fact, I wrote some things down that you ought to consider. Listen with me, will you? Deception. Satan which deceiveth the whole world, the Bible says. For many deceivers are into the world, the Bible says. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, the Bible says. But evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, the Bible says. Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name and deceive many. Because many false prophets are gone out in the world. There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false prophets among you, who shall privately bring in their damnable heresies. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. False brethren, false apostles, false prophets, false teachers, false witnesses. And God says, beware of them.
Amen.
Why is it that we don't take warning? I can appreciate the United States a little bit. At least some neighborhoods, they put up beware of dog signs. In Mexico, they don't do that. You're walking down the road and all of a sudden there he is. And God has put up a sign. He says, beware of false prophets. He says, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, time and time again. And yet multitudes and millions are deceived. Why? Because they don't pay attention to God's men. They'll pay attention to the smooth talkers, the ones that will scratch the ears, the ones that will say what they want them to say. Look in Ezekiel chapter 13. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say to them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord saith, and the Lord had not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have ye not seen a vain vision, and have ye not spoken a lying divination? Whereas ye say, the Lord saith, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore behold, I am against you. Smile, God loves you. And saith the Lord God, and my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity, that divine lies, that shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel. Neither shall they enter in the land of Israel. You shall know that I am Lord God, the Lord God, because of their seduced my people, saying, peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, their lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad,
amen,
whom I have not made sad,
amen,
and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Therefore ye shall see no more vanity nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, there's not much good in this chapter. But there is a promise that one day God is going to judge those at the sea.
Amen.
Today in this world, there are many widows, there are many women that have been deceived in the financial areas, and their deceivers will never be brought to justice in this world we live in. But y'all want to know, brethren, one day, all the Jehovah's Witnesses are going to stand before God, and they're going to lift up their voice and say, yes, Jesus is Jehovah to the glory of God the Father. One day all of the Adventists cried out and said, all is well, there is no hell. One day they're going to cry out to God, oh God, have mercy upon me, but it's going to be too late.
Yes, amen.
One day the Mormons and all their false doctrine and all the popes and all the priests that led ministry, one day they're going to give account to God.
Amen.
But I want you to know something. They've done their work. They made the heart of the righteous sad. Brethren, in my mind's eye, it's one thing for a man to shake his fist at God and say, I don't want God. I hate him. I don't like anything about him, and reject God. But it's another thing for a sincere man, a sincere woman, a sincere child to follow a deceiver into hell.
Yeah.
That gets me right there. And brethren, that's what Mexico is all about. Deceive. Their fathers were deceived. Their grandfathers were deceived. And there's deception upon deception. Deceiving and being deceived. It just grows and grows and grows and grows. And the Bible says the blind mean the blind and they both fall in a ditch. Yes, it makes the righteous heart sad. And so we go. We go to lift up a light and try to undeceive these people. We go to stand bold as Micaiah and tell the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And it doesn't fall well with them. And sometimes the religious leaders want to reach out and strike us. And they have. Listen to what he says here. They follow their own spirit.
Yeah.
They're not following the spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
And the love of money is root of all evil. And they chase after the greenback. If it's profitable to say it, they say it. If it's unprofitable, then they don't say it. We were talking this morning about these different preachers that are preaching. They got to make up sins. What? The book's full. The world is full of sins. Why do you got to make up sins? It's a sin to part your hair from left to right. It's a sin to wear, you know, glasses. Brother Willie, you know why I wear these glasses? Someone gave them to me. Why should I go out and pay $150 for a pair of glasses? Somebody gave them to me.
Amen.
They've got to make up sins. It's sin to put a cherry on your ice cream. It's a sin to wear cowboy boots. It's a sin to wear blue jeans. They've got to make up sins. You know why? Because the guy that pays them, he can handle that type of preaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you start preaching on covetousness,
yeah,
he don't like that. And he writes the check.
Right.
And so the preacher's got to make a decision. Am I going to preach what this book says and please God? Am I going to feed my tummy? And the tragedy is 400 out of 401 say, I think I'll feed my tummy.
Yep.
Whose God is their belly? Who follow their own spirit. Look down in verse 5. He says in verse 4, thy prophets are like the fox in the deserts. Ye have not gone up into the gaps. Neither made up the hedge of the house of Israel stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. You know what? He says, I believe it's in Jeremiah, maybe Ezekiel, I forget where it says, I sought for a man to stand in the gap. God is looking for some men that will hedge up the gap. God is looking for some prayer warriors, Adrian. God is looking for some men that will say, yes, I will plead daily for Mexico. Yes, I will plead daily for San Antonio. Yes, I will rise up early and put myself on my face and cry out to God. Oh, God, have mercy.
Amen.
Because God has been under instruction, those that do wickedness. And God's looking for somebody to stand in the gap like Moses. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Amen.
But it's not these prophets. You know why? They're not in it to help you. They're in it to help themselves. Look in Lamentations. Hold your place here and look in Lamentations chapter 1. Just one book back. Look what he says here in verse 19. I better read verse 18. The Lord is righteous, for I rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I pray ye, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins, my young men are gone into captivity. I call for my lovers, but they deceive me. My priests and my elders gave up their ghosts in the city while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. I want you to look at this, brethren. Ah, they tell you, I love you. They say, I care for you. But the average Mexican cannot call their priest after a certain hour in the evening. You know why? Because he's off limits. He works 8 to 5. He works 8 to 8. Whatever it may be, after a certain hour, you don't call him and he don't come. You call him in the middle of the night and the Catholic believes. They learn to get their father and their mother and their lover and their spouse. They get them out of purgatory that is necessary. That the priests give prayers and that they serve masses. And then you call him up and say, listen, my daddy's dying. He's on his deathbed. Won't you hear his last confession? Won't you come over and hear his confession before he dies? Because the Catholic believes he's got to confess his sins to get to heaven. To an orderly priest, the priest ain't going to come at night. I'm sorry. Why? He's not in it for the souls of men. He's in it for himself. And so it says here, I called my lovers, but they deceived me. I called upon them that were supposed to be the lovers of my soul, but they deceived me. In my hour of distress, they're not there. They can't help me. How many young women have been deceived by the lovers?
Amen.
Oh, I'll give you the world. I'll give you, I love you. I love you. Just go to bed with me. And there they stand. What am I going to do with this child? Deceive. Much deception. Back in Ezekiel 13, verse 6. They have seen vanity saying, the Lord saith, the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others the hope that they would confirm the word. Oh, brother, these false prophets have given a false hope. A false hope. Do you know what it's like for somebody to call you up and say, you won! You won! And they send a register to the mail and says, you won! And you say, I'm happy, I won! They forgot to tell you what you won. You don't know, but you're happy. I won something. Yeah. It's going to cost you when you read the fine print. I've had them call me up time and time again when I was in the States. Yes, you just won a free 35mm camera. Oh, great. Bring it on by. I'll be here. He says, we'll be right over. The man comes in. He's got a whole suitcase. I thought, well, where's my camera? He says, we'll get to that in just a minute. And he opens up this thing. I said, where's my camera? You promised me a camera. He said, yeah, well, you want it. I said, well, I'd like to see my camera. Well, just a minute, you know. I've got to show you this. This is part of the thing. I said, okay, I'll listen to you. He goes through his whole spiel. I said, oh, I'd like my camera. Well, we'll mail it to you. I never did get my camera. Show me a nice picture of this beautiful 35mm, one of them big old scopes on it, you know, instant automatic things. I thought, oh man, this is the camera I want. Yes, this is the one you want. This is all yours. I said, great. He said, would you like to buy this outfit I'm selling? I said, no, thank you, but I'll take my camera. He said, well, if you don't buy the outfit, here's your camera back here. It's one of the Mickey Mouse ones. I'm this stubborn. I said, well, I'll take that one. That'll be fine. Give me the Mickey Mouse one if I want it. You know, you got me all excited. Give it to me. Like I said, I never did get it. They made others to hope that they would confirm the word. And so in Mexico, millions are hoping that they can get out of purgatory.
Yeah, right.
So millions are hoping, yes, that little idol, that little doll can help me. They're hoping that these priests are going to confirm the word. They're hoping. What a day of awakening they have. What a sad day. What a tragedy to wake up in hell deceived. He says in another place, I believe it's Isaiah, is this the man talking about Satan? Are you the one that has deceived the nations? Oh, what a tragedy. When men wake up in hell and see their deceivers. They promise peace and there is no peace. And so the Pope travels all around the world, paid by your tax dollars, preaching peace, peace, when there is no peace.
Amen.
We're down there in a foreign country, not ours. They said, what are you doing in our country? Why do you bring this foreign religion? You're a foreigner. We don't want foreigners. And we always bring up to them, by the way, when was the Pope born in Mexico? We didn't realize that he was born in Mexico. He also is a foreigner. Peace, peace, and there is no peace. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Brethren, you know what they say? Eat the bread and eat this mass. If you partake of the bread, you'll have life. But you ask any Catholic that goes daily to the mass and eats the bread, if he has life, he has no life. He has an empty promise. He has an empty promise, a false promise, a rubber check. He's going to bounce on judgment.
Right.
What a tragedy. Lies. Look what he says in 18 and 19. Will you hunt the souls of my people and will you save the souls alive that come unto you? Here you are doing, supposedly doing the work of the Lord. You're coming in the name of the Lord. You said, Lord, Lord. You're down there. Are you doing the work of the Lord? Will you save them alive? Will your message save them alive? And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die?
that save the souls alive that should not live? By your lying to my people and that hear your lies.
They come promising life, but they give death. And they destroy those that should be living. Deception. Look in Micah in chapter 3. In verse 11, the heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. Isn't it amazing? They're doing it all for money, and yet they're saying, we're leaning on the Lord.
Amen.
Trusting in the Lord. Rolex watch. You ought to look real careful at them TV preachers. When he raises his hand up, you ought to take a real good look. You ought to see what he has on his hands and his fingers and his neck. You ought to see how he lives. These modern day apostles. These modern day Pauls. Paul says, I hungered off. Jesus says, I have nowhere to lay my head. You ought to do some investigating, people.
Amen.
Wake up!
Amen.
Be not deceived, God says. Brethren, it's one thing for a deceiver to deceive. That's what he does, a deceiver to deceive. But it's another thing for a sincere man to deceive. Brethren, I know some good men. I believe they're saved. I believe they're born again. I believe they're of God. But they're preaching the wrong message. They're going about the wrong way. And they're deceiving people. All the same. What a tragedy. Had a man come through in our work in Leon. We've been dealing. We have this drunkard that caused another. In fact, he was the one that hit me. I think you've heard some of these stories. This drunkard has done nothing but cause trouble. Had a missionary come through. I believe the man's saved. I don't doubt the man's salvation. I doubt his ministry. I doubt his call. But that's up to the Lord. He comes through. The same drunkard we've been dealing with is there, drunk, smoking a cigarette, disturbing the meeting. He comes and he says, throw that cigarette down. I want you to pray with me. And so he led him in a word of prayer. Lord, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord, I believe that you died and rose again from the dead for my sins. The standard sinner's prayer. Lord, I thank you that I'm now saved. He deceived. That man wasn't saved. The preacher deceived himself, and he deceived the man that was listening to him, even if he even heard. I doubt that he even heard. I doubt the man even realized. But there's a lot of them that aren't drunk. There's a lot of them that have their senses about them. And they really believe it. And so they go just the same as a deceiver. They go with a false hope, with a false promise. And they say, well, you know, I have to be saved because I'm not Catholic any longer. I'm evangelical. After all, I threw my images out, therefore I'm saved. And they're going to be right there with the mother Catholic to see. Brethren, this is the point of my message. Bill preached a good message the other night. They have to understand. They have to understand. And there's some good men, and I'm not doubting their sincerity, that are deceiving people. They don't know it. They don't know it. Look in Jeremiah 23. Verse 21. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I should not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophet said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, and as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath a word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff of the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their likeness, yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Amen. Lord.
Amen.
Let me first turn to Pentecostals. I believe there are many Pentecostals that are saved, that are born again, and we're going to see them in heaven. I believe that.
Amen.
I don't believe all of them. I don't believe there's a majority of them. I believe there are some that are born again, that are here in San Antonio, that are in Mexico, that are around the world, that are preaching the gospel. But brethren, they've got away from the message and the prophesying dreams. They're saying, they're talking about tongues. And this is not of God. The Lord never said it. I was in language school with men that professed that they had the gift of tongues and yet they were studying the language with me. I thought that very peculiar. If God has the gift of tongues, if God has that going on today, then why isn't it practically used? I want you to know, brethren, this mumbo-jumbo stuff, it does not do anything for the lost condition of men's soul. Amen. But brethren, if you had a gift, a real gift, so that you could call to go to Korea and not have to worry about studying all the funny letter of the, I don't know what you call them, the grams. And have to study a foreign language and go down there and speak fluently. That would be a gift that God could use.
Amen.
But they say the Lord speaketh to me and the Lord speaketh not. They say they have a gift and they have no gift.
That's right.
Yes, sir, but you know, they do win people the Lord. Yes, they do win people the Lord. Let me rephrase that. God, in spite of them, wins people the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, sometimes I've stood up in my weakness, in my sin, knowing, and preached, and God still saved.
Right.
Now, should I go about glorying? Or, you know, should I go about glorying in that? No. God uses sometimes in spite of. Sometimes God uses a lying spirit to fulfill His work. Hello. What does He say here? He says in verse 22, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But, notice what He says here. If they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned from their evil way and from the evil they're doing. You know what? This book is powerful.
Amen.
If a hypocrite reads it, it's powerful.
Amen.
If a drunkard reads it, it's powerful.
Amen.
I want you to know, if an adulterer reads it, it's powerful.
Amen.
If an evil, wicked man reads it, it's powerful. If the devil himself quotes it, it's powerful.
Amen.
The messenger does not change the word.
Amen. Right.
Did you hear me? God uses His word. God blesses His word. And He says, if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my word. And so I believe that many Pentecostals somehow, sometimes, give the word of God and God uses it. But I want you to know, brethren, He's not blessing their tongues. He's not blessing their prosperity doctrine. He's not blessing what they're doing and what goes on all through this thinking mess. He's blessing His word in spite of it. Is not my word like as fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? I know some good men, sincere men, but they never preach against that which needs to be preached against. They never say anything about the virgin. They never say anything against idolatry. They never say anything against the priesthood. They bring the gospel cloaked in deception. As if somehow they're afraid to put the light out there on the hill and let it stand for what it is.
Amen.
They gotta cover it up and hide it. God says, don't put the light underneath the bed. Don't put it underneath the bushel. Put it out there on the hill and let it shine.
Amen.
They said, if we preach against idolatry, they'll run. Brethren, light is supposed to repel darkness.
Amen.
They said, if we preach against the virgin, they'll never believe. Brethren, if they trust in the virgin, they'll never be saved.
That's right.
I don't care what they believe.
Amen.
The Catholic Church teaches that the virgin, it's not the Virgin Mary, it's not Mary. This virgin they have is a co-redeemer that had part in the salvation, that was born without sin, that can answer your prayers, that can forgive you of your sin. And brethren, if that's not repented of, there is no salvation.
Amen.
Brethren, you cannot trust in something else and God too.
Right.
You have to trust in the Lord Jesus and Him only.
Amen.
And so there are some men that have stolen the words of God and have deceitfully used the word of God in sincerity. I'm not doubting the sincerity. And by that have deceived other people. To me, that makes my heart sad. And so I go to Mexico and we go to Mexico with a purpose to preach clearly, to be understood.
Amen.
To destroy the foundations of sinking sands. And to build the only foundation, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's only one foundation that is laid, is Jesus. There's only one rock, it's Jesus.
Amen.
There's only one priest, it's Jesus.
Amen.
There's only one mediator, it's Jesus. And if you hold on to another, you're not saved.
Amen.
There's much needs to be said. I'm not elegant enough to say all the things or give all the examples. I've read missionary reports, 300 saved this week. I don't believe it. I'd like to believe it. I really would. I'd like to believe 7 churches started in 1 month. I really would. I'd like to believe that. But you know what? I'm a skeptic. I don't believe everything. I've been deceived too many times. And so I'm on my toes now. When somebody promised me a camera now, I don't believe them. I said, don't waste your time, folks. I don't want it. You know what? I might miss out on a camera. I might. They steal my words, God says. They steal my words, everyone from his neighbor. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 15, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savior of death unto death, and to the other the savior of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ. Let me tell you something. God does not delight in sincerity when it walks alone. God delights in sincerity when it's hand in hand with truth.
Amen.
Let me tell you something else, brethren. God does not delight in truth when he walks alone. He delights in truth when it walks with sincerity.
Amen.
I know some good men that preach the truth, but they're hypocrites. And everybody knows it. And so their message has no power because they're rejecting it. And I know some sincere men that are not giving the truth.
Amen.
And nobody doubts their sincerity, but they're deceived by the message. Only believe. I read in this Bible a lot about repentance.
Amen.
Did you hear me? I read in this Bible a lot about repentance. Brethren, I don't want to go too far. But I want to make the message understood. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I believe that God has the ability to reach down and forgive the most horrible sinner. The most wicked man. I believe that. I believe that God can reach down and forgive the most unfaithful Christian. I believe that. But God puts a condition on it. Repent. Peter says to Jesus one day, how often should I forgive my brother? 7 times. Jesus said, if he come to thee and repent, 7 times 7. And brethren, God has the ability to reach down and forgive sins and change lives if the people repent of their sins. I want you to listen to this. I just wrote a few verses down. Repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn your faces from all your abominations. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions so iniquity shall not be your ruin. That was Ezekiel. You say, well, that's the Old Testament. John, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You say, well, that was John before the cross. Jesus, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Notice, he said, repent first and then believe the gospel. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You say, well, that was Jesus, and he had a particular ministry. He had the apostles, and they went out and preached that man should repent.
Amen.
You say, well, I don't know about the other apostles. Peter's my man. And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He's